20. How have the goals and purposes of meta-analysis changed? How has this led to changes in the selection of what studies or effects to include in a meta-analysis? How has this led to changes in the kinds of information we should include about each study or effect? This is the big overview question. The big change has been a shift from combining studies to one of comparing studies. Used to be that you picked the studies that were all replications of each other, good solid replications of each other, not just the same conceptual IV and DV, but similar operationalizations, similar external validity choices, proceduralizations, things that ought to give you the same answer. You wedge them together and say, here's the effect size for this effect. M days are gone because it didn't work all that well. What we do now is we find all of the studies that ought to be related to this effect. Different populations, different settings, different tasks, different designs, different operationalizations, different measurements. And then we start making comparisons to ask what makes effect sizes different. And then within homogeneous subgroups, what's the effect size we find? So that's the big shift from combining studies to comparing studies. This has greatly broadened the studies that get included, because now they don't have to all be essentially replications of each other. And it also has dramatically increased the kinds of information we include about each study or effect. So now we have the attributes on which the studies differ to make the comparisons. And from there, it cascades upwards from homogeneity tests to simple Q test group comparisons to more complicated designs that go all the way to structural equation modeling of what drives the effect size that we get.